This month is the missions month.
This month is a missionary month.
Okay, so this morning we'll continue to receive the message about missions. And today's speaker is appropriate to be a speaker because he was once a missionary. Before Brother Yang, Stephen Yang, became the pastor of Stephen Dale Baptist Church, he was a missionary. Pastor Yang has been the pastor of Stephen Dale Baptist Church for six years. Stephen Dale Baptist Church, if you didn't know about it, is on the Old Hammond Highway, just about 10 minutes east of here. Before he was a pastor, Pastor Yang was a missionary in Brazil for more than 10 years.
他在做牧师之前，在巴西做十多年的宣教士。
And when was he here? He found his wife there. So.
他在那里找到了他的爱人。
I think he was blessed during that work.
我认为他在这个工作中也受到了上帝的祝福。
So we are really blessed to have Pastor Yang with us.
我们感到很荣幸有杨牧师来到我们当中。
Okay, so how is you?
我们欢迎杨牧师到。Thank
you very much.
谢谢大家。谢谢。
I spent 4 months in China in 1999. I learned a lot of Putonghua, but I've since forgotten everything. Today we will study God's Word from Luke chapter 4.
今天我们要学习路加福音第四章。
I want to say that as I have been both a missionary and a pastor, that my desire today is for you to really hear from God as we study the scripture.
在我做牧师和宣教士的这些年，我的心意呢，是希望你们通过这个。 学习,
to hear from God as we study the scripture.
我们通过学习来, 认识神的话语。
God's desire is for the nations.
上帝的心意是对所有万国万民。
Think about the way the scripture says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son.
我们仔细想想神在圣经中所说神把他唯一的儿子然后给了我们这个全人类。
It does not say God loved his people. It says God loved the world.
他没有说他只爱人而是说他爱整个的全万国万民。
God has a special concern for the nations and for the neglected.
神对万民的关注，特别是对那些被忽视轻看的人的关注。
If you will have the heart of God in your life, then your concern will also be for the salvation of the nations and for the neglected. Too much? If you will have a heart like God,
如果你也有样有同样的像神的那种心意的话，
Your concern will be for the salvation of the nations and for the neglected.
你的关注也将是对全万国万民以及那些被忽视的人。
I want to show you this very truth by studying Luke chapter 4.
我想跟你分享这个事实。
I want to ask her to read for you the entire chapter of Luke 4.
我将让这个姐妹来读整个的路加福音第四章。你们有圣经的可以打开。路加福音第四章。耶稣被圣灵充满，从约旦河回来，圣灵将他引到旷野40天受魔鬼的试探。那些日子没有吃什么，日子满了他就饿了。魔鬼对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这块石头变成食物。耶稣回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。魔鬼又领他上了高山，霎时间把天下的万国都指给他看，对他说，这一切权柄荣华我都要给你，因为这原是交付我的，我愿意给谁就给谁，你若在我面前下拜，这都要归你。耶稣说，经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。魔鬼又领他到耶路撒冷去，叫他站在殿顶上，对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以从这里跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者保护你，他们要用手托着你，免得你的脚碰到石头上。耶稣对他说，经上说，不可试探主你的神。魔鬼用完了各样的试探，就暂时离开耶稣。耶稣满有圣灵的能力，回到加利利，他的名声就传遍了四方。他在各会堂里教训人，众人都称赞他。耶稣来到拿撒勒，就是他长大的地方，在安息日照他平常的规矩进了会堂，站起来要念圣经。有人把先知以赛亚的书交给他，他就打开，找到一处写着说，主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳的人喜年，报告神悦纳人的喜年。于是把书卷起来交还执事，就坐下。会堂里的人都定睛看的。耶稣对他们说，今天这经应验在你们耳中了。众人都称赞他，并稀奇他口中所出的恩言，又说，这不是约瑟的儿子吗？耶稣对他们说，你们必引着俗语向我说，医生，你医治自己吧。我们听见你在加百农所行的事，也当行在你自己家乡里。又说，我实在告诉你们，没有先知在自己家乡被人悦纳的。我对你们说实话，当以利亚的时候，天才闭了3年零6个月，遍地有大饥荒，那时以色列中有许多寡妇，以利亚并没有奉差往他们一个人那里去，只奉差往西顿的撒勒法一个寡妇那里去。先知以利沙的时候，以色列中有许多长大麻风的，但内中除了叙利亚国的奈曼，没有一个人得洁净的。会堂里的人听见这话，都怒气满胸，就起来撵他出城。他们的城罩在山上，他们带他到山崖，要把他推下去，他却从他们中间直行过去了。耶稣下到加百农，就是加利利的一座城，在安息日教训众人。他们很稀奇他的教训，因为他的话里有权柄。在会堂里有一个人被污鬼的精气附着，大声喊叫说，哎，拿撒勒的耶稣，我们与你有什么相干？你来灭我们吗？我知道你是谁，乃是神的圣者。耶稣责备他说，不要作声，从这人身上出来吧。鬼把那人摔倒在众人中间就出来了，却也没有害他。众人都惊讶，彼此对问说，这是什么道理呢？因为他用权柄能力吩咐物鬼，物鬼就出来。于是耶稣的名声传遍了周围地方。耶稣出了会堂，进了西门的家， 西门的岳母还热病甚重，有人为他求耶稣，耶稣站在他旁边，斥责那热病，热病就退了。他立刻起来服侍他们。日落的时候，凡有病人的，不论害什么病，都带到耶稣那里。耶稣按手在他们个人身上医好他们。又有鬼从好些人身上出来，喊着说：“你是神的儿子。”耶稣斥责他们，不许他们说话，因为他们知道他是基督。天亮的时候，耶稣出来走到旷野地方，众人去找他，到了他那里，要留住他，不要他离开他们。但耶稣对他们说：“我也必须在别城传神国的福音，因为我奉差原是为此。”于是耶稣在加利利的各会堂传道。
Amen. That is Luke chapter 4.
Amen. 这是路加福音第四章。
So there are three events, three things that happened to Jesus, three events in this chapter.
在这章里有三个故事发生。
These three events reveal the heart and the mission of Jesus.
这三件事情也揭示了神的心意。
They reveal what our heart should be and reveal our mission.
它也揭示了我们应该有什么样的心意，我们的使命是什么。
First, there was the temptation of Jesus.
首先他讲到了一个对耶稣的一个试探。
Do you remember hearing this part of the story?
你应该记得你曾经听过有关这方面的故事。
The temptation of Jesus.
就是耶稣所受的试探。
So first, Satan came to Jesus to tempt him.
首先撒旦来到耶稣这里来试探他。
Before I recount the story, before,
在我们这个故事之前,
did you notice that Jesus was in the wilderness alone? Did you notice that Jesus was in the wilderness alone? The desert. Jesus was alone.
Oh, 耶稣是他自己。
The disciples were not with him.
门徒没有跟他在一起。
No one was watching him to record what happened.
没有人来看着他，或者是记录他这些事情。
The only reason we have this story in the Bible is because Jesus told his disciples.
唯一的原因我们能在这个圣经中看到这个故事，是因为他告诉了门徒这个故事。
Jesus told his disciples about his temptations.
耶稣告诉了他的门徒关于他所受的试探。
Isn't that incredible?
是不是很不可思议呢？
I don't normally tell people the things that tempt me.
我一般不会告诉别人我所受的试探。
But Jesus revealed to his disciples the things that were the temptation for him.
但是耶稣告诉了他的门徒他所受的试探。
Temptations are not sin.
试探并不是罪。
It is acting on the temptation that is sin.
是你怎样这个回应这个试探可能会导致罪。
The devil tried to tempt Jesus to sin.
魔鬼试探耶稣是希望他能够犯罪。
First, he said, make these stones into bread.
首先他说让这些石头变成食物。
But Jesus said, no, man does not live by bread alone.
但耶稣说人不是单靠食物而活着。
If you remember Jesus talking about food and bread with his disciples,
如果你记得耶稣在跟门徒提到这个食物食物时,
he said, my bread is to do the will of the Father.
他说我的食物是跟上帝的旨意是有关的。
My food is to do the will of the one who sent me.
我的食物就是说做上帝差我来所做的使命。
Man does not live by bread alone.
人不是单靠食物来活着。
But by the word of God.
但是靠着神的话语。
By obedience to the word of God.
也靠着遵循神的话语而活着。
Jesus said his bread was to do God's work.
耶稣说他的食物是做神所告诉他的。
We must understand that our life is not about food and clothing.
我们应该知道我们的生活也是不仅仅是我们的食物和衣着。
This is not what life is about.
这不是生活的意义。
Life is about doing the will of God, doing the mission He gave you to do.
人生的目的是要做神所要你做的事情。
Your life has no purpose if you do not do the will of God.
如果你不按照神的旨意来活着，这个人生是没有任何的意义的。
Your life's purpose is the mission of God for you.
你的人生的目的是做神所要你做的事情。
Jesus knew this.
耶稣深知这一点。
So then the devil took Jesus up to a mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world.
然后呢，撒旦把耶稣带到一个很高的山上，然后并指着万国及万国的荣华给他看。
He said, I will give you the kingdoms, I will give you the nations and all their glory.
他说，我将把这些所有的都给你。
If you worship me.
如果你服服敬拜我。
But Jesus said, worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
但耶稣说，当敬拜你的神，唯一的敬拜你的神。
The temptation that Satan gave Jesus was that he would have the nations.
这个试探，撒旦所给他的试探呢，也说明就是耶稣对于这个万国的渴望。
This was a temptation for Jesus because he loves the nations.
他也反映了，耶稣是爱这个，万国的。
His desire is to be the savior and king of all the nations.
他的心意是他希望万国万民得救。
But this was not going to happen by worshiping the devil.
但这不会发生，只是靠着来敬拜这个魔鬼撒旦。
There is only one way to accomplish God's purpose for your life.
只有一个途径可以来完成神所在你身上拥有的目的。
It is to worship the Lord your God and serve Him only.
那就是来敬拜我们的上帝。遵照他的旨意而活。
Now, then the devil took Jesus up to the top of the temple and told him to jump off, and he would not be hurt because the scriptures say the angels would take care of him.
当撒旦把他带到一个很高的殿中，让他跳下去，说是天使会保护他。
Jesus, of course, answered, "Don't put the Lord your God to the test."
然后耶稣的回答是，不要试探。主你的神。
Don't be foolish.
不要做愚蠢的事情。
The second event in Luke chapter 4 is when Jesus went to his hometown, Nazareth, to preach.
第二件事情在路加福音中第二个故事是讲耶稣到他的家乡拿撒勒去传道。
This was a synagogue.
这是在那个会堂。
They took the scroll and opened it up and read a long passage.
他把经卷打开，读了
much like we did this morning.
正像我们在这儿所做的。
The scroll was given to Jesus.
圣经耶稣拿到这个圣经经卷。
Jesus opened it up and read from the book of Isaiah.
他读了以赛亚的一些经节。
He read, would you read verses 18 and 19?
Isaiah.
18 and 19. 18.
Luke, okay. 也就是就是在路加福音第十八章十九章里面讲到的。主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。
So Jesus preached from the book of Isaiah. He said, this is fulfilled in my reading, but he said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me. He has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor.
耶稣说, 就是这个经节里面所讲的, 我到这里来是传福音跟贫穷的人。
He has sent me to proclaim freedom to captives.
他是让我在这, 我到这里来是让那受压制的得自由。
He has sent me to give sight to the blind.
他是让瞎眼的得看见。
He has sent me to set the oppressed free.
就是使那些受压制的得自由。
He sent me to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
也是让我, 大家知道我是救主。
Yes. When Jesus finished reading this, he rolled up the scroll and sat down.
耶稣, 读完这些就坐下。
He said, this scripture is fulfilled.
这个, 这里面所讲的已经实现。
He had revealed God's heart.
他也是, 显示神的心意。
Good news to the poor.
也就是对那些穷人的好消息。
In our world, it is the poor that are the most neglected.
在我们这个世界中，也是那些穷人常常的被忽视、轻看。
Or perhaps even more neglected are those who are captive, imprisoned.
或者是那些穷人被压制。
Captive as political prisoners, captive as political prisoners,
或者是因为政治一些原因被 送到监狱,
captive because of war,
也许是因为战争,
captive because of crime,
也许是因为一些罪,
captive because of abusive relationships,
或者是因为一些 虐待的 关系.
Those who are captive are neglected.
这些都是那些被轻看和忽视的人。
Jesus came for them.
耶稣来是为了他们。
The blind.
那个瞎眼的。
Whether physical.
不管是,
or maybe a blindness of spirit.
或者是他们灵里上的,
or a blindness of knowledge.
或者是他们在知识上的一些无,
or a blindness of heart.
或者是他们
Jesus came to give light, give sight.
耶稣来是给他们, 光, 让他们看到。
He came to proclaim good news.
他过来是要宣传神的福音。
For all who are neglected.
对那些所有的被轻视, 被忽视和轻看的人。
The reason is because the Spirit of the Lord was on him.
原因是因为神的灵在他身上。
It is the Spirit of the Lord that gives you a concern for the neglected.
是神的灵让你能够关注这些人。
It is the Spirit of the Lord that breaks your heart for those who are in bondage, who are captive.
也是神的灵让你能够对这些人产生这种关心、这种关注。
It is only the Spirit of the Lord that touches your heart for those that we do not notice.
也是神的灵让我们能够, 感动我们, 让我们能够去关注这些, 被忽视的人。
Now, when Jesus preached this, everyone smiled.
当耶稣对众人来, 传讲这些时, 每个人都很高兴。
This is a wonderful preacher.
这真是太精彩的了。
But Jesus was not finished.
但是耶稣并没有完。
He said, you are going to say to me, doctor, heal yourself.
但是呢,你可能会说, 医生,医治你自己吧。
A prophet is not without honor except in his own hometown. A prophet is rejected in his own hometown.
先知在他自己的家乡是不被悦纳的。
Remember, Jesus said,
请记得耶稣说的,
there were many who were widows in the time of Elijah.
在, 以利沙, 在以利, 以利亚时代有很多的以利亚饥荒时代有很多的寡妇。
But God saved the widow from Zarephath, not the Israelite widows.
但是神并没有救并没有救在以利沙时代犹太人的寡妇，而是救了一个外邦人的寡妇。
Remember, Jesus said. Remember.
也请记得耶稣曾说过。
There were many with leprosy in the time of Elisha.
在
many with leprosy in the time
有很多麻风病人
of Elisha.
犹太人的以利沙。
But God saved only Naaman the Syrian.
他只救了叙利亚人的一个叫乃曼的人。
So the Israelites. There were widows, there were lepers, but God saved two foreigners.
但是在犹太人里面有那么多饥饿受饥饿的寡妇，还有那些患麻风病人的犹太人，但是他就只救了外邦人中的一个寡妇和一个患麻风病人。
When Jesus pointed out God's favor for the stranger, for the foreigner, they became angry.
当耶稣提到这些时，他们变得非常的愤怒。
They tried to kill Jesus.
他们想试图杀害他。
They were furious.
他们太生气了。
They wanted God's blessing only for themselves.
他们只想耶稣只祝福他们这个单单他们。
And for their own neglected.
只祝福他们自己。
Not the others.
不要祝福外邦人。
Not the other nations.
不要祝福外邦。
Not those people.
不要祝福那些人。
But Jesus revealed God's heart.
但是耶稣在这里要显明神的心意。
A love for the nations.
也就是神对万国万民的爱。
A love for the neglected.
也就是对那些被忽视被轻看人的爱。
Today,
今天
our churches sometimes live inside a bubble.
今天我们的教会有时候会在一个很小的圈圈里面。
We have relationships with our church family and our home families and our work families.
我会跟我们的自己的工作上的同事还有这个教会里的以其他的家庭有很好的关系，跟我们自己的家里人也有很好的关系。
And if we have been believers in Jesus for a long time,
如果我们是跟耶稣，我们就是成为基督徒很长的时间，
then we may not know very many people outside of the bubble.
我们也许在这个圈圈之外，我们并不太知道其他的很多人。
We may not know very many who are lost.
我们并不知道还有很多失丧的人。
We may think I must tell everyone about Jesus.
我们可能会想到我们要把这个福音传给其他的人。
But we don't know who to tell.
但是我们不知道要告诉哪些人。
I don't know anyone else.
我不认识其他的人。
It is a danger to live only inside your bubble.
只限制于一个小的范围是很危险的。
We must always look for the foreigner and the neglected.
我们必须在主动的去寻找那些失丧的人，那些被轻看和忽视的人。
And bring the news of hope.
并把这个福音带给他们。
Now there's a third story in this chapter.
在这章中有第三个故事。
It is when Jesus was healing in Capernaum.
也是耶稣来治愈那些病人。
First, at the synagogue.
首先在犹太会堂。
He cast out a demon.
他赶鬼，成功的赶鬼。
Then at Peter's house.
然后在彼得的家里。
He healed Peter's mother-in-law.
他也治疗了彼得的岳母。
And then everyone started bringing the sick to Jesus.
然后从各处来的病人。
And all night long, he touched people and healed them.
他整夜的来治疗他们，治愈了很多的人。
He cast out the demons.
他赶鬼，成功的赶鬼。
He made them whole.
他使他们完全得治愈。
He made the people whole. Look at what the scripture says.
我们来看看这个经节里怎么讲的。
Verse 42.
在42节中，天亮的时候，耶稣出来，走到旷野地方，众人去找他，到了他那里，要留住他，不要他离开他们。
And 43.
43节，但耶稣对他们说，我也必须在别城传神国的福音，因我奉差原是为此。
On the day after Jesus had great success,
在耶稣成功的赶鬼和治病之后，
Peter's house had become famous.
彼得的家也成为一个很有名的地方。
Everyone in Capernaum knew to go to Peter's house.
每个人听到这个消息都到彼得的家里来。
They could have started the largest church ever right there.
他们也可以在那里开始一个很大的教会。
Undoubtedly, Peter was thinking this very thing.
也许这也是彼得在心里想的一件事情。
But Jesus was nowhere to be found.
但是呢，众人去找他的时候，却找不到他。
He'd gotten up early.
他起得很早。
And went to be by himself.
他去一个僻静的地方。
He went to pray.
他去祷告。
He went to seek the heart of God.
他在那里通过祷告来寻求神的心。
So when the disciples looked for Jesus and found him,
当这些门徒找耶稣并找到他时，
they said, everyone's looking for you.
每个人都在找你。
But Jesus was looking beyond the city.
但是耶稣是看得更远。
He was looking at the other towns and villages.
他看到的是其他的那些城镇。
He said, I must proclaim the good news about the kingdom of God to the other towns also.
他说，我也必须在别城传神国的福音。
I was sent for this purpose.
因为我奉差原是为此。
Did you see that Jesus understood God's heart?
你们可以看到，耶稣知道神的心意。
Not only to reach the people who are here around us.
不只是把福音传给这些附近的人，这些近处的人。
But to reach the ones that are far away from us.
也要把福音传给那些远方的人。
Jesus was not content to stay only in Capernaum and teach and heal.
耶稣也不满足于只是给这些附近的人治病赶鬼，或把福音传给附近的人。
He had to go to all the towns and villages. He had to go everywhere.
他必须去各个地方。
To find everyone.
让找到所有失丧的人。
And tell them God's good news.
并把福音传给他们。
Jesus instructed his disciples to do the same thing.
耶稣也教导他的门徒做同样的事情。
Can you turn to Acts 1:8?
我们来看《使徒行传》第一章第八节。
After the sacrificial death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, he spoke these words to his disciples.
在他受苦受难并复活之后，他对他的门徒说。
Acts 1:8.
第一章第八节。但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
You will be my witnesses.
你们会做我的见证。
In Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷。
All Judea.
犹太全地。
Samaria.
和撒玛利亚。
And to the ends of the earth.
直到地极。
You and I, We have a Jerusalem.
你们和我。
Our bubble.
我们只是在这一个小的范围。
The bubble of our lives. This is our Jerusalem, our people.
这是我们的耶路撒冷，这是我们的弟兄姐妹们在一起。
We have a Judea.
我们还有犹太。
The people just a little ways from our bubble. People we don't know yet, but they're not far from us.
还有一些我们不认识的人，他们离我们也不算太远。
People that we could meet with some small effort.
还有一些我们可以做出努力来认识他们。
People we could reach without having to leave our homes and our cities.
还有一些人我们不需要住在他们中间，但是我们可以认识他们。
We also have our Samaria.
我们也有撒玛利亚。
The people we don't like very much.
也许我们不太喜欢他们。
Do you remember Jesus and the Samaritan? The Samaritans and the Jews did not like each other.
还记得撒玛利亚妇女的故事吗？撒玛利亚人和犹太人他们没有来往。
So the Samaritans were surprised when Jesus came to them.
撒玛利亚人非常的惊奇，当耶稣走向他们的时候。
Do we have people or groups of people that we don't like?
我们有没有人我们不喜欢呢？还有一群人我们不太喜欢这类人呢？
Maybe political parties we don't like.
也许是一些政治团体我们不太喜欢。
Maybe certain neighborhoods we don't like.
也许是一些邻居我们不太喜欢。
That's Samaria.
那就是撒玛利亚。
And then there's the ends of the earth.
然后就是到地极。
The whole world.
整个的人类。
The nations.
整个的全人类。
Everywhere. They speak other languages. They have other culture.
他们都说不同的语言，他们也有他们自己的文化。
Jesus intends for his disciples, you and me, to be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth.
耶稣需要你和我，他的门徒，作为他的门徒，将这些做他的见证，并在耶路撒冷、犹太全地以及撒玛利亚，直到地极，做他的见证。
We do that personally.
我们个人做这些事情。
By sharing the gospel, by making disciples.
通过分享福音，把福音传出去，或者是做神的门徒。
We do it together.
或者我们一起来做。
By sending missionaries. We do it together by sending missionaries.
或者是我们一起来通过派遣宣教士去做这些事情。
When you give an offering to support missionaries around the world.
当你通过不同的方式来支持宣教士做这些事情，
you take part in this mission.
你也就把你的心意放在这个神的使命之中。
What is it going to look like when everyone hears about Jesus?
如果每个人都听到耶稣的这个好消息，将会是一个什么样的情况呢？
The Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们。
In Revelation 7:9,
在启示录
Revelation 7:9,
启示录第七章九到十节，我们可以打开。
Revelation 7:9 says, "After this, I looked, and there was a vast multitude from every nation, tribe, people, and language."Which no one could number standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were robed in white with palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb.
此后我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。大声喊着说：“愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。”
There is going to be a day.
将会有这样的一天。
When people from everywhere.
当人们从各处
from every part of the world,
从世界各个角落
people who are very important,
人特别重要的人
and people who are neglected,
特别被人轻看的人
people who speak every different language there is,
说不同语言的人
together,
都聚集在一起
together,
聚集在一起
together,
聚集在一起
as one, worshiping Jesus Christ,
一起来敬拜我们的神
every nation, tribe, tongue, and people,
每一个国家每一个民族
together,
来聚集在一起敬拜我们的神
this is the heart of God, for God so loved the world,
这就是神的心意因为神如此的爱我们这个
that he gave his only son,
他将他唯一的儿子
that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
所有信他的人都不会灭亡，将会得到永生。
Perhaps you need to trust Jesus today.
也许你应该来相信耶稣。
Perhaps you need to tell someone about Jesus today.
或者是你去告诉别人关于耶稣的故事。
You need to submit your heart to telling people at the ends of the earth.
你要拥有这样一颗心来将这个福音传给远方的人。
I hope you will have the heart of God.
我希望在你的心中你有神的这个心意。
Would you stand with me as we close in prayer?
我们站起来，来祷告。
Heavenly Father.
我们在天上的父。
In the name of Jesus,
上帝的以基督的名
I ask that you would touch our hearts.
我求你将触摸我们的心，感动我们的心。
Help us to have the same purpose as Jesus.
让我们拥有跟耶稣一样的心意。
To give hope to the neglected.
把神的福音和希望传给那些被轻看的人。
To proclaim your salvation to the nations.
去告诉万民你的救赎。
To constantly look for those who need you.
也不停地寻找那些需要你的人。
To support the cause of mission in the entire world.
也支持这个向世界传扬你福音的这个使命。
Help us in our worship.
也帮助我们对你的敬拜。
So that the angels in heaven will rejoice. So that the angels in heaven will rejoice.
使得在天上天使因为此而欢喜。
When the lost are saved.
当那些被失丧的人悔改得救。
In Jesus' name. Amen.
耶稣的名为求。阿门。
Brother Steve.